It's damaging, but not really damaging, because the president in Germany has not a real say in politics. He is more a symbolic figure. His predecessor, Horst Köhler, resigned 2 years ago, so people are sometimes saying that she is not very good in finding new people for political positions.
This crisis is unprecedented in post-war Germany. Are there any other scandals that are likely to come out in the coming days, weeks or months?
I don't think so. Mr. Wolf, he of course asked that his immunity is not listed anymore. This is new for Germany. It never happened. All what he has done it as Prime Minister of Lower Saxony and not as President of Germany. For some reason, he had to resign because it's symbolic. If prosecutors are dealing with the president, then this is not easy for the German people who normally like the president. He is number 10 in the list of presidents of Germany. And all his predecessors, especially Mr. Heuss, but also Mr. von Weizsäcker or Mr. Roman Herzog, had been presidents very much liked by people. This was not possible for Mr. Wolf because of all the scandals he had in the last weeks or months.
This move, considering that it sets a precedence in terms of his immunity being lifted, it could mean that any other high-ranking German politicians involved in corruption or scandals could go the same way in the future.
Yes, that's true. But believe me, I think it's normally not the fact that German politicians are involved in corruption. And also, it's not sure that Mr. Wolf will be prosecuted because of corruption. And you must see that the Attorney General said that it's only, I say it in German, an Anfangsverdacht. It is something in the beginning of something, but it's not sure that he did those things. So I think it can happen that in 5, 6, 7 months, or how long the whole procedure will take, that then President Wolf will be seen as someone who did something wrong.